にちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後に私は日本語で、マイケルは英語で、コメントしていきます。今日はちょっと私が先週手術したのでマミ家からお送りしていますので、ちょっとね、機材がいつもと全然違うからごめんなさい。1個目、学校の自由度と子どもの学力水準の高さで知られているフィンランドで、学校の授業を科目別ではなくテーマごとに教える取り組みが試験的に始まります。通常学校では算数、歴史、科学など科目を完全に分けて授業が行われますが、今回の取り組みでは例えばテーマを大きく欧州連合とし、その中で歴史、地理、経済、言語を総合して教えます。これはもともとアメリカの哲学者ジョン・デューイの考えに基づくもので、子どもの好奇心を刺激するとともに学校での学習内容と現実社会の乖離を防ぐことを目的としています。
Finland aims to reform its current education system by replacing specific subjects with topics in an effort to improve students' practical understanding of how these subjects are related to each other. Typically, schools teach subjects like math, history, and science quite separately, but in Helsinki, the reformed educational systemwill attempt to teach a more general topic like the European Union and cover the relevant areas of subjects like history, geography, economics, and language within the context of the more general topic. The reform is based on the ideas of late American philosopher John Dewey, who believed that teaching subjects in the divided way that they are taught now is a missed opportunity to have children appreciate the relationship that the subjects have to each other outside of the classroom.
そうだから、要は先生がそのいろんな科目を一気に教える能力がないといけないっていう、
right.
数学だけじゃダメだしとか歴史だけじゃダメだしっていう、だから先生は結構大変だと思うんだけど。
Yeah, I mean, teachers are kind of struggling as it is.
そうでもなんかフィンランドって、まあ、いつもその教育の水準が高い、
mm.
あのこう総合テストみたいな世界のやつでも点数がまあ高いっていうことで有名なんだけど、先生っていう職業自体がなんかすごい人気があるんだって、
うん、
あのなる倍率もすごく高いし、あの人気もあって、で日本と違うのはこう先生っていう職業がもう専門職だから授業を教えるだけ、うん、だからその日本だと先生がさ遠足行ったりね、連れて行って引率したりとか運動会のお手伝いしたりとか、もう全然部活動とか、
うん、
もう全然なんていうの、授業と違うこともたくさんやらなくちゃいけないんだけど、フィンランドはそれがないから、もう授業が終わったら4時ぐらいに家に帰っていいし、夏休みがまあ2ヶ月半ぐらいあるらしいんだけど、その間はもう自由だから、そういうのもあってなんかすごい人気が高いからこそ先生の質がすごく高い、なんかそれぐらいの質じゃないと、まあ、雇ってもらえないっていう意味で。
But how are they evaluating this? It seems somewhat contradictory to me, because Finland's educational system is getting so much praise, but they're getting praise for their test scores. It seems like this type of reform would actually lower their test scores, because it's not exam oriented.
そう、それはなんか、まあ、世界とコンピーチするっていう意味では課題なんだけど、基本的にそのフィンランドの教育ではそういう人と比べてランキング付けしたりとかっていうのはなるべくやりたくないみたいな、
うん、
その競争するよりかもこう自分にとって何が大事かみたいな、だから他の生徒と比べて自分がどうっていうよりかも自分の実力重視みたいな感じなんだって、
うん、
So でなんか落ちこぼれの生徒を作らないために、あの低学力の生徒にもすごい補習してあげたり、少人数制のクラス作ったりとか、あの常駐で補習の先生を別に雇ってたりとか、
うん、
すごいなんか結構細かく、でしかも小学校から大学まで無料なんだよね、無料というかまあ税金で賄われてるっていう。
You were telling me the other day about how you've thought about math, and you never really...
そうそう。そうそう。
You should talk about that a little bit.
そう、あの、この間なんか本が好きっていうコラムを書いたら、このフェルマーの最終定理っていう本を勧めてくれた人がいて、それを読んでた時に起きた出来事なんだけど、なんか今まで私数学ってなんで勉強してるか分かんなかったの、なんでかっていうと英語みたいにプラクティカルなものだと思ってたから、その実践するものだと思ってたから、まあ数学に関係ない仕事に就きたい場合はもう、まあ実践では意味がないじゃんっていう意味で、小学校から高校までの何年間っていうか今までの人生ずっとなんか私には全然いらないんだけどなと思ってきたら、
And this happens to most people.
そう。
And I think it happens systematically as a result of the way, you know, this sort of really divided way of teaching subjects in school. So we don't get to see what the connections are between things. And anything that's abstract is inherently going to lack meaning.
そう、だからその、まあ、算数 1+1 は2みたいな、まあ、実践的なものから始まって、中高で数学になるわけじゃん。そのトランジションがの前にイントロがなかったから、全然なんていうの、そのまま実践的なものだと思って、なんでこれやってんのかなって疑問だったんだけど、ついに28歳になってやっとその数学の意味が分かったんだよね。
They always tell you like you have to learn this math because you're gonna have to learn this other math later.
そう。
It's like what kind of circular logic is that?
そう。だからこれなんでやってんだろう。これは何なんだろうそもそもみたいな感じずっと思ってたのがやっと、まあ数学っていうのが数のなんていうの、もう一つの学問として成り立ってるものであって、その人間が実践のために公式を作り上げたりとかそういうことじゃないっていう、なんか自然のルールの中に数学がもう存在してて、それを勉強してるっていうことが今更分かったの。それで、え、じゃあ数学超面白いじゃんって思ってきて急にっていう話をマイケルにしてたんだけど、だからその、うん、最初にさ、なんかなんでこれをやってるのかっていうのを教えてほしいよね急にさ教科書から始めるんじゃなくて、
I think this way of teaching、kind of cross subject、topic based teaching will kind of get rid of that resistance that people have to learning certain subjects.
そう。
Because if the students are interested and see these connections on their own, then they're self-motivated to learn. And with the internet and all the, you know, we have all of our information on the internet. It's pretty significant if you can get people to study by themselves. There's enormous resources available for that.
だし、その英語みたいに実践的なものも、その急にさ、じゃあ、あの、cursive から始めましょうとか、ABC からとかじゃなくて、最初にさ、intro、大学の授業って絶対 intro があるじゃん。それと同じで、こう英語っていうものができたらどういういいことがあるのか、なんで英語をじゃあ授業に取り入れられてるのかっていうのを最初にちょっとでも説明してくれればさ、やる気が出るよね、多分生徒も。例えばさ、具体的になんか変な話だけど、日本だと英語が話せる人と話せない人で平均して年収にすごく差がありますとか、何割か年収がアップしてるっていう事実がありますとか、そういういやらしい話から、まあ、純粋になんていうの、海外に行った時困りませんよとかさ、なんか何でもいいけど、 ABC じゃあ書きましょうって急にやるよりさ、それで説明した方がいいよね。だからこのフィンランドの取り組みは私はすごい面白いなと思う。
Yeah. Do you know、what a renaissance man is? Or the idea of a renaissance man?
No.
This idea、it's like、it's just being like a complete person, someone that knows a lot about a lot of different things, has a lot of different skills.
Right.
But modern society has come so far from that, where everyone is so specialized. Mm. And you kind of have to be specialized, in order to be competitive. Mm. And when people are hired, usually you just have a very specific task. You're not building the whole thing.
Mm.
You're helping someone or some company build something because you know about a particular part,
right?
Or something like that. But、right. everything seems to be、very much specialized. One other side effect of that is I think it's a lot less fulfilling to work on things.
そう、やっぱなんかそうやって何科目ってするとさ、結局 テストの点数で測るしかないから、まあ、日本とかもそうだけどね、なんかあの、点数、高い点数を目指す、それが勉強のゴールみたいな。そう、中身っていうよりかもテストの点数の方が大事っていう、あの吉田健作先生とかもね、あの言ってたけど、だからまあでもなんかフィンランドの教育ももちろんその 100% 完璧っていうわけじゃなくて、他の国に比べるとやっぱり自由度が高すぎるから、逆にその生徒の遅刻がすごい多いとか、あのなんかこう期待されたことはやるけどそれ以上のことはやらないとか、なんかそういう傾向もいろいろあるらしくて、まあ課題はあるけど、まあでもね、なんか科目をやめるって結構さすごいよね、新しいよね。
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to be completely without division between subjects. But just having the cross subjects, you know, to help people make those connections when they're not old enough and they don't have the experience to make those connections themselves. It might seem obvious to some adults, but it's not really taught to people. And so that's how we've ended up with all these, what people are calling exam factories. You know, it's just a factory that produces people to take exams. But when you get a job, it's not about that. The job isn't an exam. There's so much more involved in real work.
So, だからなんか、だからまあこれができる先生がまず必要だからね。その先生の質が良くないとできないし、先生が結構本当にプレペアしないと教えられないから。
Well, I think this is very much applicable to early education, and later on in like university, then you can get into the more specialized stuff. You know, and that way, I think that's a more realistic approach to take. One thing that's interesting about this to me is they've actually done studies, like annually, it's like 50,000 people are killed by misdiagnoses and doctors making mistakes. So they were looking into, why is it that these doctors make mistakes? What sort of mistakes are they making? And one thing that they found is that because doctors are so specialized, when they make a diagnosis, they tend to make the diagnosis within their own domain of specialization. So it's like, I'm an oncologist, therefore this is cancer. I mean, it's not that ridiculous, right. But they see it through that lens. And so any doctor that specializes in this, has a certain domain, will tend to make a misdiagnosis that falls within their domain of specialization. And so we see this problem not just in the medical industry, but all industries. There's a lot of the new discoveries and things that are made is just a matter of connecting information from one field to another. But it's been so divided by the educational system that it's become quite difficult to do.
なんか日本の英語教育とかもそうで、そのまさにその吉田健作先生とかはさ、公立とかでも英語の授業をもうちょっとこう、あまりにもね、教育の割に日本人の英語力が世界で低いっていうのはずっと言われてるから、それを変えるためにもうちょっとこう verbal とか listening とか、もっと生きた感じのをあの取り入れようって頑張ってるけど、結局その公立とかで今雇われてる英語の先生っていうのが英語を話せない人が多いから、その人たちはすごい反対するわけじゃん、職がなくなっちゃうしっていう、なんかそういう問題もあるし、難しいよね。
A lot of it is knowledge versus understanding. So right now I think there's a lot ofIt's too heavy on the knowledge side, not enough understanding. And knowledge without context isn't that useful. But you need this sort of you need to think across subjects in order to give information context. Look at the United States, and if you compare U.S. military expenditure to other countries, no one's even close. You can add up military expenditure of all the other countries, and I think it's still less than the U.S. But if you compare the U.S., the education to other countries, they don't even rank well.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second, what's going on with the priorities here?
Yeah.
Like, what's more important than people knowing stuff and understanding things?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what... That's so much of what life is. Scientists at CERN are planning to run tests at the Large Hadron Collider that may disprove the Big Bang Theory and confirm the existence of parallel universes. The alternative theory being tested is known as rainbow gravity, which suggests that the universe had no fixed beginning, but rather stretches back into time infinitely. While tests at the 27-kilometer-long Large Hadron Collider were scheduled to begin yesterday, March 25th, a small piece of metal has caused a short circuit in one of the Large Hadron Collider's electromagnets, resulting in a delay as scientists work to remove it. Once the issue is rectified, the LHC will accelerate protons into each other, eventually ramping up to some 13 trillion electron volts of energy. The rainbow gravity theory is one of several theories postulated to reconcile Einstein's theory of general relativity with quantum mechanics. The theory suggests that gravity affects varying wavelengths of light differently. This will be the first time the LHC will be operational since its shutdown in 2013 for a series of upgrades to its components.
欧州原子核研究機構の研究者たちは、大型ハドロン衝突型加速器を使用した実験で、ビッグバン理論を覆し、パラレルワールドの存在を証明する準備を進めています。今回証明しようとしているレインボーグラビティと呼ばれる理論では、ビッグバン理論で言われるような世界の始まりがある時点で起きたわけではなく、もともと無限に存在していたとされています。実験は昨日行われる予定でしたが、機材に不具合が発生したため延期となりました。準備が整い次第、大型ハドロン衝突型加速器で陽子を衝突させ、13兆電子ボルトのエネルギーを発生させます。このレインボーグラビティ理論はアインシュタインの一般相対性理論と量子力学を同時に説明する仮説の一つで、異なる波長の光に対し重力が与える影響も変わってくるというものです。大型ハドロン衝突型加速器の部品が2013年にアップグレードされてから初めての実験となります。これできたらさ、この私今までこのポッドキャストでやってきた話の中で一番ぐらいやばくない
？It would be a very big deal if this happens the way they hope it will.
ね。
With this rainbow gravity. And so the idea is that when gravity is strong enough, it will affect each wavelength differently. Yeah. Essentially splitting light into a rainbow. Mm. What was I saying?
謎に切れちゃったね、今。
Yeah, if you shine light into a prism, it'll split the light up and we can see the different wavelengths.
Right.
So that they think that gravity has a similar effect. However, we can only see those effects if we have enormous amounts of gravity. So what they're actually trying to do is produce miniature black holes.
Right.
Using the Large Hadron Collider.
Okay.
Actually producing black holes. But they think this is, it's only possible to make these miniature black holes if gravity from our universe can leak into another universe.
What?
So if they make the black holes, it implies that there was another universe for the gravity to leak into.
Right. でもさ、ブラックホールが本当に作り出せてしまったところで何が起きるかは分かってんの？なんか今までも結構さ、そのブラックホールを地球上に作ろうとしてるみたいな人たちいたじゃん。でも毎回そういう時ってなんか作れちゃったら何が起きるか正直分からないみたいな感じじゃん。
Well, yeah, they were worried about that. Like, you know, when they were doing experiments, the first nuclear experiments where they were developing nuclear bombs, the ones that were eventually dropped on Japan. But they were like doing it underneath some university. They were
okay. Like, God.
Yeah.
怖いよね。
But there was a fear that if they produced a chain reaction, that it could strip apart reality right there.
そうだよね。なくなっちゃうね、すべてが。
But if you create a black hole and gravity is leaking into another universe, then we don't really know where. Do we really know what's going to happen? I don't know if we really know.
しかもさ、そのグラビティが他のユニバースに漏れたら、そっちのユニバースでは何が起きるの？
I don't know. Maybe that's how you make a wormhole. I'm not really sure about that.
This is crazy.
Yeah, but they've done the math, and they think that if they use, this is part of the reason why they upgraded the Large Hadron Collider, because they wanted to use, you know, up to 13 trillion electron volts of energy, and they're doubling the collision energy that they were using when they discovered the Higgs boson. And the Higgs boson particle, or the God particle, is the particle that we now know is what gives things mass.
Right.
Twice as much energy.
Parallel world, めっちゃ夢があるよね。なんかさ、ホログラム説もあるじゃん。この世界ホログラム説。それよりパラレルワールドのが好き。個人的には。なんか楽しくない？
Well, it's less fantastical. It's if there's one universe, why wouldn't there be more?
Yeah.
When do we ever find one of anything?
そうだよね。
It's either everything or there's a lot of them. It's not nothing because we're here, right?
So, この延期していつやるのかわかんないのまだ。
Well, they just had the glitch.
Yeah.
Occur. It was just a short circuit at one of these electromagnets.The electromagnets are pretty interesting. Part of the upgrade that they did is they made it so that they can... they upgraded the cryogenics. So they're now able to cool these electromagnets down to a temperature of -271.3 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
Which is colder than space.
Right.
Really cold.
Right.
-273 is like 0 Kelvin, which is 0 energy, which means nothing is moving at all.
Okay.
So they're getting close to no energy with the electromagnets. That was part of what they had to do to upgrade it.
Okay.
What do you think of this idea of there not being a beginning?
そう、それ一番面白いよね。でもなんか、その、 本当個人的な印象だけど、ビッグバンみたいに何かがある日あって、いきなりじゃあ Day 1から何かできましたっていうよりかは、こっちの方がありえそうに思える、この素人の印象からしたらだけど。
Well, it's interesting because up till now there's only been two options. Either God created everything in seven days, or everything just appeared from nothingness without any reason at all.
Yeah.
In an instant.
Yeah.
They're equally unbelievable. The American philosopher Terence McKenna said something really interesting about this. He said it's the limit case for credulity. In other words, if you can believe that everything appeared from nothingness for no reason, you can believe anything. And as ridiculous as it sounds, this is the mainstream position in science. How can that make any sense? The best theory is like the most, like, there, you can't even come up with something that sounds more unlikely than that, right?
しかもなんかさ、やっぱ小学校の時とかに理科だかなんかの授業で習うわけじゃん、最初に。ビッグバンからでできましたみたいな。もう結構なんかその時はさ、自信満々にさ。
Yeah, and they put a date on it too.
言われたから。
They say 13.7 billion years ago, it started.Where does 13.7 really come from?
そうだろうね。そう、なんかその Day 1よりこっちの方がなんか、私はこっちの方が好き。だからこの実験楽しみだね。いつになるのか分かんないけど。
It's still mysterious though. Like, okay, so let's say it didn't come from anywhere, but there's still a question of why has it always been here? Or why are the rules what they are?
Yeah.
They seem so arbitrary.
ね、なんか何が答えだとしても unbelievable には変わりがないじゃん。
Yeah.
それが面白いよね。
Do you know about this simulation theory?
No.
The simulation theory is a theory that's gotten a lot of popularity recently. I don't think it really makes sense. But simulation theory is this idea that we are all living in a simulation.Or just you are living in a simulation and I'm not real.
But I've heard of that.
So think about like Oculus Rift and the technologies that we have to simulate reality. Even, you know, it's not reality, it's virtual reality. But 100 years from now, we could simulate it so exactly that you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
That's like the hologram theory. It's close, right?
I'm not so familiar with the hologram one, but the idea behind this one is because within the next 50 years or so, we could simulate reality so exactly that you can't tell the difference. What if that already happened?
Right. Yeah. Just like Matrix, でしょ? なんかその、結局これはもうだから夢じゃないけど、ある意味そういう。シミュレーションであって現実だと思ってるけど実は現実じゃないっていう。
Yeah, and it could be several layers deep. The Matrix could be in a simulation. The whole thing could be in another simulation.
Right.
Why not?
そうだよね。 Yeah. なんかあれもあるよね。世界5秒前なんとか説みたいな。なんかもうこのユニバース自体が5秒前に始まったばっかりで、自分が今まで過ごしてきたと思ったものはただ脳に組み込まれてるだけで別に実際起きたわけじゃない。
Yeah.
まあいろいろあるよね。
In that sense, 5 seconds would be a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Right?
そうだよ。
This idea that time goes back infinitely without a beginning.Reminds me of something called Zeno's paradox. So Zeno's paradox is this idea, where if you shoot an arrow at a target, the arrow has to go halfway to the target.
Mm.
And that's going to take X amount of time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then from halfway to the target, it's going to have to go halfway again.
Right.
That's going to take some amount of time.
Right.
And then you can keep doing that. And each time it goes half the distance, it's going to take some amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not zero.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can keep doing that infinitely. And so the arrow will never actually reach the target, is Zeno's paradox.
Okay.
Because it always has to go halfway.
Right.
And that's always going to take some amount of time.
Right.
No matter how close to the target it gets, it's going to have to go halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know in real life that the arrow will just hit the target.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting to think about that concept.
Yeah. しかもさ、なんか今、うちらこの2015年にいるから、このなんていうの、後ろ向きにインフィニット、なんかわかる？
Yeah.
前向きに未来に向かってインフィニットっていうのは考えたことあるけど、後ろ向きにインフィニットはちょっと考えたことないじゃん。
Yeah, nobody has a problem with it going on infinitely from now.
そう。
So we talk about the Big Bang as like a fixed beginning 13.7 billion years ago. Why is there no fixed end? Why is there nothing at the end of time? What's at the end of time?
Yeah.
No one even speculates that.
Yeah.
We just assume that it's going to keep going.
Mm.
I mean, there is an idea that the universe will eventually stop expanding and collapse back onto itself.
Right.
But recent astrophysicists are more inclined to think that it's accelerating, that the universe is expanding faster than it was before. And it's like if you put all the stars on a balloon and you blow up the balloon, they all move away from each other that
right.
way. It's like that.
Right. そうだよね。なんかずっと言われてるもんね。それはもう無限に、まあ膨らんでるっていう。
Yeah.
This is crazy. これ実験したらまたニュースというかあること出るかね。
And they actually believe that in these other universes, if we create the black hole and there's gravity leaking into this other universe, they believe that time may actually move in reverse in the other universe. Time is moving the opposite direction
okay.
in this other universe.
okay.
It's weird to even think that there is a direction arrow on the universe.
Mm.
But there is. We see that there's a direction to... 'cause it's expanding. We see things have momentum. Things move.
Yeah.
Things become more complex.
Mm.
You know, there's very clear trends that we see. It's not neutral.
Right. そうだよね。
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably the craziest.
It'll be interesting either way. See what happens. Hopefully the black hole doesn't destroy reality.
Well, if that happens, もうこのポッドキャストもなくなるからね。
Yeah.
全然あの、てか分かる前に終わっちゃうよね。どうだったか。
Mm. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. 次。
A 400 kilometer wide impact zone from a meteorite more than 20 kilometers wide that broke into two pieces just before impact has been accidentally discovered in central Australia. This is the largest impact zone ever discovered on Earth. The discovery was made by a geothermal energy research team that had drilled more than 2 kilometers deep into the Earth's crust. While an observable crater no longer exists due to its age and geological activity, the drill core contained traces of rock that had been turned into glass by the extreme temperatures and pressures produced by the impact. Lead researcher Dr. Andrew Glickson has suggested that large impacts large impacts such as this one may have played a far more significant role in the Earth's evolution than previously thought.
オーストラリアで過去最大のクレーターが発見されました。直径20キロ以上の隕石が落下してできたこのクレーターは幅が400キロメートルあります。オーストラリア大学のチームが地熱調査のために地面を2キロメートル掘っていて偶然発見しました。クレーターは風化しており目視はできませんが、隕石落下の際の極度の高熱と圧力で岩がガラスになった痕跡が残っていました。チームを率いるアンドリュー・グリクソン教授は、こうした大規模の衝突はこれまで考えられていた以上に地球の生物の進化の過程に影響を与えただろうと述べています。なんかさ、これまで考えられていた以上にっていうの多いよね最近。
いや、
でもさ、400キロっていうか、そうだね、幅が400キロって言ったら東京から大阪の距離だよ。
It's pretty huge.
やばいよね。
It's pretty huge. And a 20 kilometer meteorite or meteor is pretty huge too.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider that almost all of Earth's atmosphere exists within the first 11 kilometers.
Mm.
So, in other words, the asteroid, since there's like weird semantics with what you call these things.
Yeah. But
the asteroid was still sticking out of the Earth's atmosphere.
Yeah.
When it hit Earth.
そうだよね。
It was still in space when it landed.
やばすぎて想像もできないんだけど、どういう状況？
So the atmosphere protects us from a lot of things.
Yeah.
We saw that with the Chelyabinsk meteorite.
あれもすごかったもんね、もう。
But it exploded in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
If it hadn't, it probably would have killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
That was very lucky. And yeah. We've had several incidents like this. The atmosphere is good at protecting us from little things that wouldn't have wiped out the human race anyways. The atmosphere provides almost no protection against things like this. That are so large that the atmosphere, you know, probably heated up the surface of it as it came in, but it did nothing to stop the meteorite from hitting Earth.
Yeah. あれでしょ、これ3から6億年前に落ちたんじゃないかって言ってるんでしょ。
Yeah, long time ago. But
20kg だよ。どういうこと？
I think this is another sign. There's been a lot of evidence to suggest this, that the Earth gets hit by large meteors all the time.
Yeah.
It's just that we haven't been paying attention for very long.
Yeah.
You know, all of human history, if you take 100 people, let's assume they live 100 years each, birth to death, that's 10,000 years. 100 people, birth to death, is 10,000 years.
Yeah.
That is all of recorded history.
Yeah.
100 people.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
That's everything.
少ないよね。
It's nothing.
ね。Yeah. そう考えて恐ろしいけどね。
What's even scarier is if you look at the moon. Look at the moon.
Yeah.
It's filled with craters.
Yeah.
There's like no space on the moon that doesn't have a crater.
Yeah. でも地球もそうだよね。こう海があるから今丸く見えてるけど、水がなかったら地球もかなりボッコボコだよね。
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of volcanic activity and shifting of plates and other things that have hidden a lot of the craters, but
right.
But you can go to Arizona and look at Meteor Crater. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge, mm-hmm. huge. Clearly, a huge meteorite landed in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
but the impact zone of this, the impact zone in Australia, is I think it's 150 times larger than the crater in Arizona.
面白いよね。なんか私がちっちゃい時の印象だと、その隕石が地球に落ちてくる、これぐらいのでかいのが落ちてくるっていうのは、なんか恐竜が絶滅した、まあ、説の一つじゃん。だから恐竜が絶滅した時にでかい隕石が落ちてきて、もう歴史上でその1回しかなかったみたいな、yeah. 印象を持って育ったんだけど。
But that happened, that happened to these prehistoric species several times. We know of at least 5 major extinction events where almost everything on Earth died. At least 5. And then there are probably hundreds of minor extinction events that occurred in between those. And there was even the Toba supervolcano erupted and almost wiped out the entire human race.
Right.
After that volcano erupted, there was only like 10,000 humans left.
Yeah.
Everyone else died, and there was only 10,000 humans on the entire planet.
Wasn't it even less than that? Like thousands, みたいな。なんか何千人しかいなくなっちゃったみたいなさ。
I think it was, they estimate it's about, there were about 10,000 humans.
Okay.
It's hard to know exactly.
Or maybe I'm thinking of another incident. Like for some, なんか昔の高度文明みたいな時。
I don't know.
Like all the sunken, like civilizations. I can't.
Well,
I don't,
yeah, there
really
there
remember.
Are. I mean, there are a lot of sunken civilizations because at the end of the Ice Age, when the icebergs all melted,
yeah.
I mean, there was like miles high of ice over North America.
Yeah.
And so everyone was living along the coastlines. And when all the ice melted, the sea level went up and sunk anything that people had constructed.
なんか今ちょうどマイケルに筒井康隆さんの旅のラゴスっていう本貸したんだけど、それもまさに、まあこれはフィクションだけど、なんかその文明、今うちらみたいな文明が昔あって、それがこれ説明されないんだけど、何かがあってまたちょっとゼロからじゃないけどやり直さなくちゃいけなくなった、
yeah.
っていうところから話が始まるんだけど、
It's possible.
そう。
It's possible. If you look at, I mean, we've already pushed back the timeline of civilizations with the discovery of places like what's that place in Turkey? Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place is like,
I love that stuff.
That place is like 12,000 years old or something.
Yeah.
And if you look at there's like debate about the Sphinx in Egypt, because we know that it hasn't rained in Egypt for like 5,000 years plus.
そう、だからうちらが思ってるエジプト人が建てられたわけないっていう話なんだよね。
Yeah, and if you look at the Sphinx, there's supposedly there's water erosion on the Sphinx.
Yeah.
But how could there be water erosion on the Sphinx if it hasn't rained?
Yeah.
Since before Khufu, like that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, なんかそれもそう、それもあるし、さらにそのさ、最初の人類がいつからいましたっていうのをどんどんプッシュバックされるじゃん。
Yeah.
何万年何万年みたいな単位で。
Yeah.
それもすごいよね。
But we can't say that something's older than we have evidence for. So as the evidence comes in, we have to adjust and adjust and adjust.
Yeah, we just keep finding stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And there's like strange objects that are more advanced than the time would suggest. Mm. Like the Antikythera device or Antikythera mechanism, which is like this weird... it like calculates the positions of the planets or something, and they found it like on some wrecked ship,
and it's
dated to like 500 BC or something. But nobody had that knowledge back then, as far as we know.
なんかさ、今の子供たちが使ってる教科書ってさ、どこまでアップデートされてんだろうね。どこまでちゃんとさ、なんていうの、分かったところまで追いついてるのかね。
Yeah, well, anything that's on paper is probably out of date.
Old.
Yeah. Because there's stuff like all the time.
最近衝撃だったのが、多分小学生を今親に持ってる人とかみんな知ってると思うんだけど、いい国作ろう鎌倉幕府ってあるじゃん。1192でいい国って覚えてたのね、うちらみんな。でもなんか最近になって1192年じゃなかったことが分かったみたいな。だからいい国ってもう覚えられないんだって。とかそういうさ、なんかうちら的に常識と思って大人になってまで記憶に鮮明に残ってるのに全然違うみたいな。それ教科書見てみたいよね、どうなってんのか、すごい気になる。
いや、
だってさ、さすがにそのスフィンクスの話とか書いてないと思うんだよね、日本の教科書。
Well, the Sphinx thing is a bit controversial.
でもなんかさ、controversial ですっていう、なんかこういう説もありますけど、そこまでも書いてないと思うんだ
よね。 Yeah, that's true.
でしょ。
Yeah.
だから普通にまあエジプト人が作ったって書いてあるのか、それとも普通になんかどうなってんだろうね、なんて書いてあるのかな。
Well, I like what this Andrew Glickson said about these large impacts playing a role in evolution. I don't know if it was the... It was like two episodes ago or three... I don't know how many episodes ago, but I was saying that, you know, meteor impacts are an evolutionary force. It's an intelligence test.
Yeah.
Because if a species does not evolve to be able to stop the meteor impact, then the planet will be reset.
Yeah.
And evolution will have another go at it.
もうこれだってマイケルの2015年のテーマじゃん。
Yeah. Yeah. But I just look at the moon. Look at, there's a crater on the moon. They call it a basin, but it's 2,500 kilometers wide.
God.
2,500 kilometers wide, and they think that the meteorite that hit there was 200 kilometers in diameter. 200 kilometers.
東京大阪間の距離をカバーする大きさの隕石ってことでしょ。
Hit the moon.
Yeah.
And the Earth is a bigger target than the moon.
Yeah.
The Earth has more gravity than the moon.
Yeah.
This is an intelligence test. And the longer human beings spend fighting each other and not thinking about the bigger picture, the greater the odds are that we will fail this intelligence test.
ね、これだからさ、人類にとって一番大事な情報と言っても過言ではないよね。
Yeah.
要はその、まあ、環境問題とか、まあ、軍事とかそういう政治とかいろいろあるけど、その中でもさ、その人類の存続に関わることじゃん。なんかその隕石がいつでも落ちてくる可能性がある。Yeah. そしてそれを人間は技術なり知識なりでどうにか、まあ、回避はできなくてもその被害を最小限にとどめる努力はできる。だからそこにお金とリソースと力を一番に注いでなくちゃいけないのに、そんな確かに人類同士で争ってる場合じゃない。
Nobody is taking this seriously at all. Nobody takes this seriously. People, the discovery of the dinosaurs was one of the most important discoveries of all time. When we found dinosaurs, those dinosaurs might as well have been us.
Yeah.
There's no difference between us and the dinosaurs if a huge meteorite shows up. There's no difference.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs can't stop a meteor. We can't stop a meteor. What's the difference? The meteor doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So when we found the dinosaurs, it was like finding our dead ancestors. And then we figured out what happened to them.
Yeah.
But no one's really making the connection that is scheduled to happen to us.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It could happen soon. It could happen 1,000 years from now. We don't know. We don't get to know. But what we do know is that if we're not prepared when it shows up, then that's the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Next.
Unless we have Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he's not going to help. For the last 11 weeks or so, Costa Rica has been running entirely on renewable energy sources. Costa Rica has been able to do this thanks to a combination of heavy rainfall boosting electricity production from hydropower, as well as development in geothermal, solar, and wind energy sources. Dutch island territory Bonaire is closing in on the same reality, operating at nearly 100% renewable energy. Iceland falls into the same category, getting about 85% of its energy from geothermal and hydropower sources. Meanwhile, three other European countries, Sweden, Bulgaria, and Estonia, have already achieved their 2020 renewable energy goals. According to experts, the success with renewable energies that Costa Rica has had is largely due to the fact that they do not spend any money on defense. Costa Rica has been without a military since 1948.
約3ヶ月前からコスタリカでは再生可能エネルギーのみを使用しています。コスタリカは雨量が多いため水力発電が可能なことに加え、地熱、太陽光、風力の確保も積極的に進めてきました。オランダの領土であるボネール島でも同様の取り組みが行われており、ほぼ 100% の電力を再生可能エネルギーで賄っています。またアイスランドでは 85% の電力を地熱と水力で賄っています。さらにスウェーデン、ブルガリア、エストニアは2020年をめどにした再生可能エネルギー目標を現時点ですでに達成しています。専門家はコスタリカの成功の鍵について軍事防衛に予算を全く使っていないことを挙げています。コスタリカは1948年から軍事力を保有していません。素晴らしいよね。
Yep.
すごいよね。ほぼ 100% とかさ。
Well, the rain had a lot to do with it, but yeah, there's no reason for them to go over that, really.
なんかやっぱり結局お金だよね。こう予算っていうのはさ、みんな国の国民みんなうちらみたいな人たちが働いて集めたお金じゃん。それをさ、なんか軍事に使うのか環境に使うのかっていうさ。
Yeah.
お金の問題だよね、だから。
Interestingly, there's actually been significant investment into, I believe it's a geothermal plant by Japan in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Which I think is helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also Beijing is going to close the last four coal plants that they have. By 2016.
Thank God.
You know, one thing that's kind of, I think people are overlooking right now is the per capita angle. So people talk about, oh, China's polluting so much, they're polluting so much. Well, if you look at per capita, per person, they're not.
So,
And if you look at the per capita GHG, greenhouse gas emissions, in tons of CO2 equivalent, the United States produces 23.5 okay. tons of CO2.
Okay.
China, 5.5 per capita. Japan, 10.5. Japan is producing twice as much as China per person. This is actually, I think this data is from 2005. It's probably much worse now because Japan is using a lot more coal power now than they used to. But per person, the United States, their resource usage, the pollution per person,
it
is bananas.
中国のもう4倍ぐらいってことだよね。
Yeah. But there's all this finger pointing.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, there's overpopulation. We don't have enough resources.
Yeah.
India needs to have, they need to reduce the birth rate in India. They need to reduce control birth rates in China. They need to do this and that. It's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Having one less Indian person is nothing compared to having one less American person.
Yeah,
it's nothing. So if someone should be having less children, it would be the US.
Right.
But who's to tell other people that they can't have children? And so that kind of gets weird. But the finger pointing about these gross numbers is incorrect.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
To suggest that each person in China be restricted.
Yeah.
To producing only a fourth or a fifth of what each person in the United States is producing as far as greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. まずさ、アメリカのスーパー寒すぎるよね、夏。
Way too cold.
あれさ、なん、どうしてんの？なんか肌のさ、感覚が違うの、みんな。なんかさ、めっちゃくちゃ寒いよね、スーパー。あと映画館。
Yes.
夏でも鳥肌出すぎて映画に集中できないんですけどって感じ。
Yeah, movie theaters in the U.S. it's like being on an airplane.
Yeah, 毛布欲しいよね。
They should lend blankets.
ね、for little Asians like me.
Yeah.
あれをさ、どうにかちょっと変えるだけでもかなり違うと思うんだけど。
But isn't it weird? People don't talk about this. People.
もう慣れちゃってんのか。なんかさ、in the meantime, 例えばフランスの人とかと話してるとさ、そのあのdryer。あのラウンドリーのドライヤーはエコじゃないから使わないとか、
yeah.
ディッシュワーシャーなんで使わないとかさ、そういうちっちゃい努力してるわけじゃん、
yeah.
それでもさ、なんかあんなにアメリカのでっかいスーパーがキンキンに冷えてたらさ、なんか意味ないというか追いつかないよね、
yeah.
あれ一番不思議な現象なんだけど、私
Imagine if every person on this planet lived that way.
Yeah.
It'd be over. Like we'd run out of shit in likeIn a day,、
ね、
in one day, we'd be out of everything.
そうだよね。Weird. でも すごいね、アイスランドも 85%。
Yeah.
なんかまあもちろんその場所のなんか水力発電できるところとできないところもあるしさ、その場所の特性とかにもよるからなんとも言えないけど、でもやれるとこはやれるってことだよね、やろうと思えば。
Yeah, there's easily a way everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere there's a way. And if you've got countries like Sweden achieving their renewable energy goals, well, they don't get as much sun as,、
mm.
you know.
真っ暗だもんね、夏は。
Yeah. So, yeah, different, there's different energy solutions based on the geography and the、mm. climate and whatnot.
うん、すごいね。
Each country kind of has to figure that stuff out.
Positive. こういうの見ると嬉しくなるよね。なんかこう環境の環境系のニュースって大体なんかさ、悲しくなるのが多いじゃん。
Usually it's negative.
でしょ？だからこういうなんか環境系のニュースでかつポジティブなやつってちょっと珍しいから幸せだよ。
Yeah, well, if you look at the big picture, it's a negative situation.But there are good things happening.
Yeah,
there's a positive trend in some places at least.
よかった。
Yeah.
はい。今日はちょっとね、マミ調子悪いから4個だけです。ごめんね、皆さん。I'm okay though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm okay. あの、その手術、次のコラムで書いたから、みんな読んでください。
Yep.
But yeah, I'm alive. っていうわけで終わりですか?
Yeah, I think that's
文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Android のアプリで購入できますので、
はい、
よろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
あとトレーナー、オリジナルトレーナーイケてるやつ Amazon で販売してますので、そちらもぜひ。引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram よろしくお願いします。質問がある人はツイッターでしてくれると一番返信しやすいのでお願いします。
That's it.
終わり。バイ
バイ。